CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. The Pentagon says the visit to the United States by Chinese Minister of National Defense, Chan Wanquan, will help sustain the positive momentum that has been achieved in the U.S.-China military-to-military ties. A Pentagon spokesman says Chan Wanquan is expected to hold talks with his U.S. counterpart, Chuck Hagel, at the Pentagon on Monday, when the two will have an opportunity to discuss a variety of issues, including the U.S.-China relationship and the military-to-military relationship. The spokesman noted that Chan Wanquan's visit illustrates and will help sustain the positive momentum that has been achieved in the U.S.-China military-to-military relationship over the past 18 months. He says the visit sustains the regular set of interactions between the two leaders that reflects the positive nature of the U.S.-China military-to-military relationship. The death toll of the collision between a passenger ship and a cargo vessel in central Philippine province of Cebu has risen to 28, with 215 others still missing. The Armed Forces of Philippine Central Command Operations Center says by Saturday noon, 630 of the 868 passengers on board the passenger ship have been rescued. 28 people were confirmed dead. The passenger vessel was about to enter the seaport in Talisay City when it collided with a cargo vessel and sank near Luis Ledge. Search for the 215 missing passengers is still underway. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has held telephone talks with his Egyptian counterpart, Nabil Fahmy, over the violence in Egypt. Reaffirming China's position on violent conflicts that have occurred in Egypt, Wang Yi said China is closely following the development of the situation in Egypt. He said it is the top priority that all parties concerned in Egypt proceed from the general interests of the nation and people and exercise maximum restraint so as to prevent the conflicts from further escalating. The Chinese foreign minister voiced hope that the Egyptian government will adopt further measures to ensure the security of Chinese institutions and enterprises as well as Chinese nationals. Indian police Saturday claimed to have arrested one of the country's most wanted terrorists, a bomb expert belonging to banned Pakistani militant outfit Lashkar-e-Toiba at the international border with Nepal. A police official says 70-year-old Abdul Karim Tunda was arrested from the border after he was deported from one of the Gulf nations. This is CRI News. The bodies of three people who went missing in a flood in northeast China's Jilin province were recovered on Saturday. The latest casualties brought the death toll of floods, which also hit neighboring Heilongjiang and Liaoning provinces, to 25. About 200 residents from some 70 families have been relocated from their submerged community buildings. Northeast China has been hit by the worst flooding in decades this summer. Nearly 2 million people in Heilongjiang have been affected, with 140,000 being relocated, according to the Provincial Civil Affairs Department. Nearly 100 people in central China's Hunan province have been trapped due to torrential rain that started hitting the province 2 days ago. Local authorities say the trapped are from four villages in Lanshan County in the city of Yongzhou. Precipitation in the past 36 hours has reached nearly 400 millimeters in some areas in the county. Water levels on the Shunchui River, which runs near the county, are above safety levels. Armed police and firefighters have been dispatched to rescue the trapped villagers. China says greater reforms in innovation will be used to build a diversified nationwide elderly care service system by 2020. Premier Li Keqiang has told an executive meeting of the State Council in Beijing that a sound elderly care service industry will help to create jobs and facilitate economic restructuring. China is planning a centrally administered effort to control air pollution by documenting goals and responsibilities of provincial governments and evaluating their progress. The Ministry of Environmental Protection says this year, pollution control between Beijing, Tianjin, and Hebei province, as well as the surrounding regions, will become fully integrated. It says government efforts to curb emissions of major pollutants have so far proven effective, even though public complaints over smog and other hazardous weather kept mounting, particularly in Beijing, the national capital. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.